And Gordo, this is always fun when we get to know one of the lesser names on the roster.
Yeah, I always try to grab a player who's trying to make the team, and I charge him with doing an audio diary throughout training camp so we can kind of keep up with his progress and learn his story. And I ran into a guy who is actually related to a player from many years ago. And he decided that he was going to do an audio diary for us, and he already sent us his first entry. So let's take a listen at his audio diary this week from training camp.
Hey there, it's me, Isaiah Ontario, the veteran journeyman wide receiver hopeful, who's hopeful to be the guy man to make the team this year in the Cowboys training camp 2024. Well, it is during the first full week of training camp, and I must say that this has been the mostest difficult week of not only my life, but maybe also the most difficult week of my entire life. I'm really currently worried I'm not going to make the team. Dear listener, to me, I've had over 16 drops in practice, and I've committed 23 false starts. This would be bad stats by any standard, much less the standard that I have personally set for myself in accomplishing my goals. It has gotten so bad that Mike McCartney, the Cowboys head coach in charge of football, formerly of Green Bay Packer, yelled at me in the front of the whole team. It was so humiliating that he did not take me to a private location or take me out to a discreet lunch in order to correct me on my Sunday footballing missteps. No, dear listener, he yelled at me in front of my fellow compadres from this very football team. They all laughed and pointed to me and made me feel 5 feet small. Oh, dear listener, sometimes the pressure here gets so bad, I think about doing the ultimate in all of the desperate acts, quitting football in its entirety. But my dream ever since I was little Isaiah Ontario the fourth was to be a NFL football player and to make enough money to buy a big house with a half bath right off the living room. I've always wanted to repay my mom for raising me. She has actually billed me for 167,000 euros, even though we are from America. So I really want to get her the money to pay her back. I have to tell you, sports listener, that Jerry Jones is not the kind Christian man that he is often portrayed in various paternity lawsuits. No, in fact, I often see him out partying and drinking with his own sons at glamorous various Oxnard hotspots. Just last night, I saw him with young blonde sitting on his lap and calling her daddy. It both sickened and aroused me. Why are football coaches so picky? They want you to run every play as it is designed, but I am an artist who thrives on improv. Sometimes when I'm supposed to run a wheel route, I feel like I should run a more interestingly shaped route, so I run a route in the shape of a pretzel. For this bit of football creativity, I am rewarded with Brian Schottenheimer yelling at me and calling me the worst football player of all time. But I ask you this, dear listener, to this diary, would the worst football player of all time be able to come up with a pretzel route? I think not. I think damn not. And Brian Schottenheimer is stupid. I'm so tired of his black ass. Cooper Peavy has been rather mean to me this week and not very supportive. The other day in the lunchroom, he held me down as each lineman came up, squatted, and farted on me with a tremendous force. I've got horrible pink eye this morning. Well, I've got to go because one of the coaches has just asked me to get my playbook and bring it into a meeting with the coach. I'm so excited. I'm betting that he wants to put the pretzel route into the team's playbook. This is going great. All my dreams are finally working out, and I will have a half bath off the living room in euros for my mom before you know it. I only wish my dad, Jeremiah Ontario, were still alive to see this, but he died on 9/11. Oh well, crap happens. I should clarify that that was 9/11 3 years ago. Anywho, Isaiah Ontario out.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Nice. I don't think that meeting probably went as well as he was anticipating.
No, not the playbook.
No.
I doubt they're putting in the pretzel route.
Pretzel route.
Well, he does not like Brian Schottenheimer, does he?
No. Doesn't look like that's going well.